Morning AIM with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Today we have Ralph in the WBAI studio with Ralph Pointer. And it's the WBAI Fund Drive continuing and taking AIM, contributing to that effort. We're offering today a wonderful DVD, and it's a lecture sponsored by WBAI some time back, at which Ralph Schoenman, Ward Churchill, and our Mother Courage, Lynn Stewart, spoke. Ralph, do you want to describe it a bit?
Well, this was an event, Maya, at the Ethical Culture Society that was chaired by Bernard White and was sponsored by WBAI, at which Lynn Stewart, Ward Churchill, and I had a dialogue in which we each spoke, and then after that there was an extraordinary interaction with the audience for well over an hour, hour and a half, in which the issues of the moment were discussed, and particularly as the subject of the event was parallels the coming war at home, we addressed the relationship between the so-called war on terror as it applied to the adventures and terrible wars of predation abroad, and the assault upon the American people and our rights at home as featured by what has been the targeting of Lynn Stewart and Ward Churchill.
And this DVD is our gift to you for your $100 contribution to WBAI. We also have another premium for you. And Ralph, do you want to describe that?
Well, Maya, we have as well the possibility for people to obtain the terrorist state targets Lynn Stewart, the destruction of democratic rights, which is a 4-CD set, which really synthesizes the entire bogus case, the framing of Lynn Stewart, and the attempting to send to prison for decades the courageous 40-year civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart, civil liberties attorney, for defending an innocent man against the criminal acts of the state itself, and then being assimilated to the crimes imputed to her defendant and made a target, primary target, a threat to every lawyer, a threat to every citizen, a threat to the rights of Americans to due process, to constitutional rights, to the very possibility of a trial in the United States.
And Ralph, that is for a donation to WBAI for?
That's a donation for $100, a 4-CD set that includes an extraordinary discussion of who are the judges on the Second Circuit Court, what do they really represent, what are the law firms that they are, in which they are partners. It portrays the role of Judge Walker, for example, who, apart from being the cousin of Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., and is beating the drums for 30 years in prison for Lynn Stewart, has the privilege of having run down a traffic policeman on October 17, 2006, killing him, with the police declining to charge the good Judge Walker, declining to test him for blood or his blood for alcohol or drugs, simply letting him walk. These are the judges, brothers and sisters, who are passing judgment on Lynn Stewart, in fact, who are jeopardizing her life. We're going to discuss that and its implications as we ask our listeners to support the efforts of WBAI to bring the truth to the population of our country, and above all, to elucidate the threat to the survival of Lynn Stewart, the physical survival of Lynn Stewart, which must mobilize us all. Our support for WBAI and for taking AIM is inextricably linked to the battle for the life of Lynn Stewart. I say those words with no small measure of anxiety and concern. We are in a battle for the life of Lynn Stewart, brothers and sisters, and we will elucidate this as this program continues.
And Michael, please let our listeners know how they can contact WBAI, reach the pledge room, and gain access to these wonderful gifts.
Well, Maya, they can do that by just calling us at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. They can also pledge online by calling us, logging on to WBAI.org. So that's WBAI.org. For a pledge of $100, the Taking AIM DVD is available for your pledge of support at the $100 level. Is that not right, Ralph?
Yes, that's absolutely right, Michael. But I want to emphasize that we have with us Ralph Pointer. Ralph Ralph, who is, in fact, not only Lynn's companion, husband and companion of 40 years, but who is leading the fight, leading the struggle, articulating the strategy, and taking no quarters in fighting for Lynn's life and for fighting against the attempts to railroad her into prison for decades, bury her alive. Ralph?
Okay, yeah. Ralph, before we get into a discussion with Ralph, I think we should play a little excerpt so that we can get, while we're talking with Ralph, we can get people on the line and calling with their donations. So remember, this is a $100 for your the DVD of this incredible lecture with Ward Churchill, Lynn Stewart, and Ralph Schoenman.
Well, Maya, before we begin this excerpt, I think Ralph would like to start with a pitch for what we're trying to present, and then we'll go to the excerpt.
Folks, I'm Ralph Poynter here, Lynn Stewart's other. And I say to you now, start digging in your pockets or thinking about digging in your pockets, because I have been given a forum to speak about Lynn's case and her life. And I tell you, her life is in danger. Dig in your pocket, think saving Lynn Stewart, and let us begin.
Michael, take it away.
Thank you so much, Bernard, and brothers and sisters, it's great to be with you. It's a particular privilege for me to be on this particular platform with the World Soldiers for Justice, Lynn Stewart and Ward Churchill. Why are they targets, brothers and sisters? Because this is a system in terminal decay. Because 1% of our people own and control more than 90% of the national wealth. Because it is a system that is addicted to war and to arms production like an addict needs his fix in an ever-increasing doses. Because in order to sustain this imperial reach, great crimes have been visited upon the American people and imputed to demonic others. What is the category of terror, which has become the entire rationale of the United States ruling class? It's a replacement for that former ideological construct, what? Subversion. The menace of communism. The presumptive inclination of the masses of the population to resist corporate capital. And with the collapse of the Soviet Union, the justifications for ever-increasing allocations of our hard-earned labor-produced value has been assigned to the merchants of death. In a space of 40 years, some $10 trillion have been allocated officially to the Pentagon. That's more than the combined value of everything produced in this society, taken together. But, in fact, on September 10th, 2001, Dan Rather revealed that in the year previous, some $2.3 trillion of funds accumulated by the Pentagon had gone missing. And the year prior to that, we learned it was $1.9 trillion. And when Richard Lieberman appeared before the General Accounting Office to give a rationale for these disappearing funds, $7.2 trillion, we're without a paper trail. Well, $1 trillion, to put this in its context, is $1,000 a minute since the birth of Jesus. This is a kleptocracy. This is a gangster ruling class, a tiny oligarchy that has command over the state apparatus in this society. And those who are the victims and subject of terror are the masses of our people. Zbigniew Brzezinski broke ranks on February 1st in his testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Brzezinski stated that Bush seeks a pretext to attack Iran. In fact, he said that the category of terror itself was a fraud, And in his unprecedented remarks for a person of the ruling class, he stated that the Bush people were going to create a pretext in the form of even a staged attack in the United States that would be imputed to Iran as a casus belli. And indeed, to illuminate that point, Brzezinski cited specifically and called the senator's attention to a March 27, 2006 report in the New York Times on a private meeting between, and this is a quote, the President and Prime Minister Blair 2 months before the war, based upon a memorandum prepared by the British official present at this meeting. Brzezinski said, "The President is cited as stating that he is concerned that there will be no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq, and therefore consideration must be given to finding a different basis for undertaking the action," unquote. The President and the Prime Minister acknowledged that no unconventional weapons were found inside Iraq, and faced with this possibility on the eve of the planned invasion, Mr. Bush talked about several ways, Brzezinski goes on, to provoke a confrontation. He described several ways in which this could be done, and I won't go into that, Brzezinski says, but they were quite sensational. Now, it's a good thing he's not a tenured professor. He'd be out of a job, would he not? Or even perhaps a lawyer defending those falsely accused of these crimes. What would be his fate then?
Well, what would be his fate indeed, brothers and sisters? His fate would be that of Lynn Stewart. Lynn Stewart, who the psalm-singing Attorney General of the United States, Ashcroft, went on to David Letterman's show to accuse of enhancing terrorism because she defended a man who was accused falsely of plots to blow up landmarks in the United States, of which he had no responsibility, brothers and sisters, and Lynn Stewart. On the course of appealing her outrageous conviction of these non-existent crimes, the crime of being a lawyer for someone the state targets, the crime of affording due process and constitutional rights to someone that the state intends to demonize, the crime of upholding the rights of everyone in the United States to the rights achieved at the time of Henry II and memorialized at Magna Carta. That's Lynn Stewart's crime for being the Dreyfus case of our era. And what is the consequence for her?
And I would like to talk about the consequence for Lynn Stewart now. And I say unashamedly, I fear for her life. Because today she sits at the MCC Correctional Facility in New York, facing cancer, the spread of cancer in her body. And the judge has just turned down last night papers that would allow her to go to a facility in New York City for an operation for a biopsy. Now, people say, oh, a biopsy is nothing. And the question I have with that is, if it is nothing, why do they refuse to allow Lynn Stewart to go to another facility? I'm not criticizing downtown hospital that the facility uses, but what I am saying is the worst place to be if you are considered an enemy of the state is in a federal prison, in a federal hospital. Why is she there and not in a normal hospital? Because as the Second Circuit has clearly said, since her arrest, she has not shut up. How do you shut up a person? You take them out of the reach of the public, and the place most out of the reach of the public is a federal penitentiary or a federal hospital. Why do they want her there? Is she a flight risk? Have her legal appeals been exhausted? No. They want her there to shut her up. the only reason we have. Folks, if you care about Lynn Stewart, if you care about this forum, let's hear the phones ring off the charts. I don't want to hear the phones stop. We must save Lynn Stewart with our pockets, with our bucks. Let us keep this program going. Let us show to Lynn Stewart that we are out there by ringing these phones off the charts. I want to hear record numbers for this hour of fun pitching. And I'm telling you, record numbers. We're not going to talk to you throughout this because these premiums have so much information. You could take each one and listen to it 10 times and you would not have all of the information there. So we're not going to plague you with that, but I'm saying to you, support Lynn Stewart, support the Bill of Rights. Her life is at risk as we speak.
Yes, please.
Well, the number to call is 212-209-2950. Here in California, I don't hear those phones ringing, so please get on the line right now. There are people in the pledge room to take your calls. Remember, you can have cash, check, MasterCard, Visa, whatever, American Express, 212-20, or bank debit, 212-209-2950. We should state, in case people don't realize it, that this is a videotape, sound and audio, thanks to Joe Friendly, who has made it available to us. He had videotaped the lecture at the Ethical Culture. 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. This is your voice, the voice of the oppressed, the voice of struggle, the voice of change. Please get on the line now, 212-209-2950.
Brothers and sisters,
Michael Haskins mentioned you can also donate via the internet, www.wbai.org.
And the terrorist state targets Lynn Stewart, the destruction of democratic rights, a 4-CD set which elucidates all of the issues that are so important and alive in the matter of Lynn Stewart is available as well for $100, brothers and sisters. But let me emphasize the following. When Lynn Stewart's absence from prison, when her bail was revoked, when she was remanded to prison, the case was still sub judice. It remains sub judice. That is to say, the case is on appeal. It hasn't been concluded in the Second Circuit. It certainly hasn't gone yet to the Supreme Court. Lynn Stewart was never a flight risk. She's there to fight against the political injustice involved and to exonerate herself, not to escape custody. Lynn Stewart had cancer, breast cancer. It was in remission. She was scheduled for surgery. She was sent to prison, and the surgery was disallowed. Medication, which was supposed to be sent in, not allowed. Medication that was provided her in the prison, counterproductive, causing heart fibrillation and extreme consequences for Lynn that required her to be hospitalized. How is she treated when she's hospitalized in a prison hospital? Her wrists are shackled to the posts of the bed. Her ankles are shackled to the post of the bed. She is supposed to sleep like that. Her wrists are so bruised from the shackling, she can't rest, let alone sleep. This is not merely cruel excessive punishment. It is a vindictive indication of the intentions towards Lynn Stewart. And when, just recently, there was a diagnosis of spots on her liver indicating the metastasizing of her cancer. And the attempts have been made, the demand has been made, let Lynn Stewart have proper medical attention. Allow her furlough, allow her relief from prison so she can see her specialist, so that she can go under proper medical care. Denied, brothers and sisters. Her life is at stake. They are not merely burying her alive in prison. They want to end her life in prison. Let's be very clear about this. The outrage of this medieval treatment, shackling hands and ankles of a 70-year-old person with cancer. Any person in a hospital condition, nobody knows who these doctors are who are supposed to preside over her condition. It's not the specialists who are expert with her actual circumstance and who are able to address her health condition. Brothers and sisters, we are going to mobilize around this. There will be press conferences, there will be rallies, and this is the little beginning. Support this effort. Call in support. call in support with your funds to obtain the information available in Parallels, the Coming War at Home, the terror state targeting Lynn Stewart. We want to hear the phones ringing. We'll elucidate more about the circumstances here. This is a fight that's going to be taken to the streets, brothers and sisters, to the press, to the public, to the streets, and you are our anchor. Phone in your support, brothers and sisters.
I think we should play another excerpt, 212-209-2950.
Fast forward to it.
They make this stuff up as they go along, brothers and sisters. Mohammed Atta, trained at Maxwell Air Force Base, with his address at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. The supposed instrument of 9/11 under who? The aegis of Ramzi Youssef, the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It is a tissue of lies. It is a pattern of fabrication. It is the psyops with which we are to be mesmerized in the numbed acquiescence. Everything that comes out of this ruling class, as Mary McCarthy once famously, if perhaps unjustly, said about Lillian Hellman, everything is a lie, including and thee. So we have to seize a certain reality about these masters of our fate that this rotten and corrupt and brutal and genocidal ruling class cannot be persuaded. They cannot be changed. They cannot be reformed. They cannot be contained. They have to be removed. They have to be overthrown, brothers and sisters. We should not shrink from that task or fail to speak truth to our people. We have to mobilize the many in pursuit of our very survival as a society, for this is a system in terminal decay. And the baton falls to our generation to meet it with resistance, without prevarication, without any hesitation about calling their lies by their name and exposing their crimes for what they are, because that is a predicate for the task before us of fundamental change and of overthrow and of transformation of a society that is in their hands at great risk and to all of us. Thanks so much.
There, and then go to Lynn Stewart. Keep it going until we get to Lynn.
Well,
212-209-2950. $100 DVD of this presentation. Very moving. Ralph Schoenman, Ward Churchill, Lynn Stewart. Sponsored by WBAI, $100 for the DVD, and also the 4-CD set, The Terror State Targets Lynn Stewart. We return to the studio with Ralph Pointer and Ralph Schoenman and Michael G. Haskins.
Well, let me emphasize, brothers and sisters, that in the course of this DVD, Lynn Stewart addresses the false charges that would have been leveled against Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, and in particular, she elucidates the reasons why a civil rights lawyer of great standing such as herself should become the primary target of the state. Why do they have to shut down Lynn Stewart? Why are they so apprehensive about a lawyer raising the question about the innocence and guilt of those they target? It's because it cannot stand the light of day, and because the only weapon they have is a terror of their own, and that is what is at issue here. That is why the medical condition of Lynn Stewart becomes a matter for legal discourse and debate, as opposed to addressing it in elementary human terms, in constitutional terms, in terms of rights. There is no basis for her being imprisoned. The matter is sub judice. There is no basis for depriving her of access to the specialists who are presiding over her medical well-being. That is a matter of primary evidence. There is no basis for condemning her to the risks of metastasizing cancer by keeping her in a prison where there is no adequate medical care, by subjecting her to medieval treatment. That is a matter that should arouse our rage and mobilize us to action. Please call in support. The material that you will hear on these DVDs will galvanize you, brothers and sisters. For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has been turned out as responsible for what? Do you realize that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, apart from confessing to the murder of Julius Caesar and the crucifixion in Abraham Lincoln, has taken responsibility for the Landmarks case? He's taken responsibility for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. What a revelation! Why, Omar Abdulrahman should be immediately released from prison. They've got the real perpetrator now. Lynn Stewart should be celebrated as a heroine for defending an innocent man. Released from prison. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has taken responsibility. Brothers and sisters, clear? Get the evidence. Hear it articulated. Listen to the voice of Lynn herself.
212-209-2950. Please get on the phone now. We have two choices. You can get both for $100 each. One is the four CD set that Sarah State targets Lynn Stewart, and the other is the moving DVD, the lecture of War Churchill, Lynn Stewart. This is when War Churchill's case was still out in the open. He had been fired from the university, a man who's taken a strong stand on various issues. 212-209-2950, War Churchill, Ralph Schoenman, and Lynn Stewart. Three dynamic soldiers for the class struggle out together in one evening. And it can be yours for a $100 donation to WBAI. $100, 212-209-2950. Back to the studio. Hello?
There is a great evil abroad in the land. It is a deep maelstrom of deceit, dishonesty, corruption of the worst sort. And into the putrid mine shafts back in 2002, they dropped two canaries. One was World Churchill. And the other was me. They were testing the air of academia with Ward, and they were testing the air of the legal system with me. And you know, I hope they underestimated their canaries. Because these two canaries didn't die in the fetid air that we were placed in. Instead, both Ward and myself seemed to thrive on the resistance that we were to offer this government and their nefarious plans. And that has remained true to this day. And I guess if I have any message up here tonight, the message is, and I probably don't have to say it to this crowd, that silence is not the answer. And I know this because of my own experience over the last now 5 years since the day they rolled up in front of my Brooklyn stoop and took me into custody. My own experience has been organize, resist, organize, resist. And you know what? It works. When we lost the trial, which was really unthinkable to us, we were so completely sure that right-thinking people could not look at this evidence and not know that this was fabricated by the government, that this was a cheap attempt to take me away from the work that I loved. But the verdict was real, and we then had to go into high gear to prevent the government from carrying out their ultimate dirty work, which, as most of you know here, was to put me away for 30 years. That's what they wanted to do, and they had every reason to expect that federal judge John Codall was going to do their bidding, if not 30, well, 25 or 20 at least, because he had not given any indication during the course of a long trial that he harbored any sympathy or had any understanding of what was really at stake here. And to borrow the term of my dear Ralph Schulman, brothers and sisters, what is at stake in my case is really the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights which the people demanded way back then. It is interesting in this country that there was that dual strand always. You know, they're celebrating the 400th anniversary of Jamestown. But in our part of Brooklyn, we know what Jamestown was. It was a place that was run by a company for the profit of the people back in England, and that was ultimately the solution, the ultimate solution. Black African slaves were employed to increase the profit margin. And they changed maybe the name of who increased their profit margins, these companies that have since been in control in this country, but it still has always been exploitation of the people. But at the same time, we have these other, we have the Bill of Rights, the people's response to a constitution that they felt did not protect them from their government. The sense of the people that you had to have rights delineated. And you know, the day after I was arrested, a group of us got together, some of whom are sitting in this audience, Clark Kissinger and Michael Smith and Michael Ratner, and we were sitting in a park and we were talking about the case. And we said, you know, if you think about it, just about every one of the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, are implicated in your case. We'll leave out the right to bear arms. That's a little more complicated, but it may well be implicated, given all the self-defense cases I have done in my life. But notwithstanding that, we have this dual thread of the people rising up and the people being repressed. But I think there is no danger like the danger we are in currently. People talk about the coming of the police state, but if we look around us, and I just call to your attention that a couple of weeks ago, the New York Times had a double column editorial on Sunday just delineating the civil rights that have been lost since 9/11. A double column saying, all right, you're not going to vote against the war, but how about righting the wrongs that are out there? How about bringing back habeas corpus? How about allowing people... to confront their accuser, that there's no such thing... How about doing away with torture? All of these. And as I say, always the dual strand. Because, you know, those of us who have been practicing law and doing the political cases for a long time, we know torture. They don't call it that, but we have raised our voices in court. I stood in a courtroom in the Eastern District of New York, USA v. Lavasseur, while they stun-gunned our clients in the back room because they dared to make a speech to the judge. I had a client who told about how he was taken to a precinct in Queens after his comrade was shot, lying on the ground. Shakur was his last name. My client's name was Odinga. And how they put his head in a toilet and flushed it and flushed it and flushed it. It's now called waterboarding. That was in 1982. So these techniques have been there, but they have been reserved to a certain segment of the population. But now we are confronted with an evil that engulfs us all. And our response to it, people say, well, what are you going to ask people to do? You know, for 3 years I went around telling people, please write a letter to the judge. Please tell the judge he should not do his worst. Please tell the judge that there are issues at stake here that he should be aware of. And, you know, we got over 1,000 letters. And one of the reasons I'm happy to be here tonight is because a lot of those letters were postmarked New York, Brooklyn, Westchester. A lot of those letters came from my own hometown, where I have lived all of my life. And I tell you that they made the difference. They took this judge who basically had allowed pictures of Osama bin Laden to be paraded around the courtroom. And when I say pictures, I mean things that were as big as this wall back here. Pictures that large, which were placed on a screen during the trial. And then he would say to the jury, this has nothing to do with the case of Lynn Stewart. It is not offered for the truth, but merely as to the state of mind of one of her co-defendants. Well, we all know that we live in a visual world. We didn't need YouTube to tell us that. We live in a world where the image is greater than the sum of all its parts. We have learned since that the U.S. Attorney's Office has sent out a word, if you're doing a T case, a terrorism case, you got to get Osama into it somehow. And so they paraded these pictures over our strong objections. They certainly outweighed any probative value. But I believe they so grabbed that jury. It's an old legal thing about, you know, you can't throw a skunk in the jury box and tell the jury not to smell it. They're going to smell it. And this was the biggest skunk of all. And they basically, every one of those jurors had their own 911 story. A lot of them we know now from post-conviction interviews went in there determined to convict before they heard any evidence. All of this is part of the appeal, which is now pending. But I just say to you that we are really under attack in a very basic way, and that there is only one thing we can do, and that is to resist. You know, it was... one of our favorite abolitionists was Henry Highland Garnett. And interestingly enough, when I went to teach at the age of 21, when I had my great epiphany politically by beginning to work in Harlem, the name of the school was the Henry Highland Garnett School. Whether that was important of things to come, I can't tell you, but I would say to you, his words, let your motto be resistance, is really what we should carry. That should be our sword and our shield. Because when we resist, we point out the lies and the inconsistencies. When we resist, we are an example to other people who may want to feel the same way but may not have the same sense or courage that we may have. It is the most important thing we can do is to stand up. And you know what? It makes you feel better. And it makes you feel... I was in Seattle speaking, and one of the questions directed to me was, I want to do something, but I'm too afraid. I'm too afraid to do anything. What can you advise me? And I said, my advice is to do it. And you won't be so afraid. And you will find out that there are other people out there, and they are going to do it too. And they will give you the strength to be able to carry on. Now, I know to some degree I'm preaching to the choir here, but as I said to someone, I like the choir. And the choir likes me. And I just want to close by saying, we have newsletters out there. I'd like it if you haven't gotten a newsletter to pick one up and read. There are three letters that we reproduced that went to this judge. One was from my grandson, and my grandson said, don't put my grandmother in jail. She's too old. And she's too good. The second letter we reproduced was from a client, and I had a lot of my clients write. And one of the saddest things to me was I would get a letter from upstate, and they would say, you want me to write? I'm convicted of, and you want me to write a letter for you? And I would write back and I'd say, you are my work. You are the people that I work for all my life, and this is who the judge has to hear from. One of those people was Jimmy Delabella. He had been in and out. He had had troubles. He did lots of time in the New Jersey state prisons. And finally we got him out, and he was in a drug rehab program, and he was discovered by a professor at Farley Dickinson and given a scholarship and went to school and was making straight A's. And then on September 11th, his mother was in the 102nd floor of the World Trade Center. And Jimmy, who had been my client all these years, of course, called me. And I spent the next week on the phone with Jimmy, just talking about how he could cope with this, how he could deal with this, what it meant, what the politics of it meant. And he wrote a letter and he said, the woman I spoke to on the phone, Judge, she couldn't be guilty of terrorism. The third letter is the most interesting. It was written by an assistant U.S. attorney under Janet Reno, in charge of the criminal division. And she basically wrote to the judge and said, I've been on the other side all my life. I have worked nothing but as a prosecutor. But I tell you, Judge, if you don't stop this terrible injustice that's being done to Lynn Stewart, the legal system will not recover. And she wrote of the group of dedicated lawyers, and you guys know them all, the Liz Finks, the Bill Kunstlers, the Lynn Stewarts, the Michael Tarif Warrens, the Bob Boyles, who go toe-to-toe with the government and give no quarter. And she said, we're aware of those lawyers. They're a pain in the to us, but we know that that's what it's got to be about. That every defendant, and that's too trite to almost say, but defendants that other people think don't deserve a lawyer should not only have a lawyer, but the best lawyer. That's the difference. And you know, it worked. Because this judge that had never given us any sign that he had thought anything but what the government basically thought he should think. And as we sat there at that sentencing, Jeff Mackler from the Coast said, we sank further and further into our seats as he talked more and more. And then he started talking again. And then we started sitting up straighter until by the end of the afternoon. And heaven knows, I never expected any federal official, much less a judge, to say of me that I not only was of service to my clients, great service, but that I was of great service to the country.
She's of great service, brothers and sisters. and she is our spokesperson, and she is in jeopardy. Support these efforts, support the truth, support the resistance, and defend her life.
And defend WBAI, because it's because of WBAI that you learn about the case of Lynn Stewart, that you learn about struggles taking place in the United States and abroad, that you hear the music of struggle, that you hear analysis, that it's your station and it brings you, it sustains you and it sustains people throughout the country. 212-209-2950. I shouldn't just say throughout the country. Recently somebody contacted us from Scotland who, thanks to WBAI, goes to the Taking AIM archive and listens to our programs. 212-209-2950. Your $100 contribution gets you this incredible DVD. That's a video that you can watch on your television or on your computer. And another $100 contribution, you get a 4-CD set of programs Ralph and I, we produce many, many more of these, The Terror State Targets Lynn Stewart. Ralph, you and Ralph finish up.
Yes, I would say that people who say it is an overstatement that they are looking to kill Lynn Stewart, I realize that they probably never heard of Tuskegee. They probably never heard of St. Elizabeth in Washington, D.C., and many other hospitals that we know of that have problems with political people who speak out. And it wasn't 50 years ago. It wasn't 20 years ago. And I'm thinking of our dear sister Cynthia McKinney, the Honorable Sister Cynthia McKinney of Georgia, when her aunt, who merely spoke out against the Democratic Party not serving the people that they were supposed to, she went into a hospital for a simple
medical procedure, which was apparently anodyne, and she never came out, brothers and sisters.
She came out and died shortly after. And they says, oh, we made a mistake. When she complained, they says, oh, it's nothing, and then she died. And they say, Ralph, it's just a biopsy. And I'm saying a biopsy is all that's necessary, and why should she not have a biopsy in a hospital in the city of New York, which has many reputable hospitals? Why do they want to do a biopsy in a prison setting? And understand, people, rest and food is as much medicine as all of the other medicines combined. They deny her that in this setting.
Without medical supervision from those who specialized in her treatment, with people who are unknown as far as their competence is concerned, and without having been chosen, with no second opinion, with no ability to supervise, to control, this is a menacing, vicious attempt to harm. And the consequences are almost inevitable, and we're not going to allow it, brothers and sisters.
212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. You might also remember the story of Barry, whose last name I can't remember, who was in Building 7, who began to tell his story of coming down out of the building and the lobby being blown out before he could get out of the building. He went into the hospital for a short procedure. The man never came out. We never saw him alive again. But what we're doing now is raising money for WBAI, folks. Lynn Stewart was voted to the board of this very radio station right here. You hear about her plight on this program, Taking AIM. This is one of the programs, Ralph, that we have, that people are so passionate about your program. We're asking those people to step up this evening and to pledge $100 in support of this kind of material in a fearless program. And dare I say, am I allowed to say one of my favorite programs on our airwaves? There, I said it. Excuse me. I want to see your support of it, folks, because I love the work that they do. Ralph and Maya are fearless. They will take on the establishment in a way that many producers simply won't do. They don't have the courage, or they don't see the world that same way. I enjoy this program a great degree, very much because of the courage displayed and because the producers put so much work into getting the information out to us, a pure form of that information. We're asking you to make your pledges of support to support Ralph and Maya and the work that they do on Taking AIM every week. 212-209-2950. The Taking AIM DVD includes Lynn Stewart, Ralph Schoenman, and Ward Churchill for your pledge of $100 this afternoon. We have only got 8 minutes left in this hour. We have zero callers on the line. That does not get it done, folks. We need to hear from you. Can we get 10 more people, Ralph, in this last few minutes, in this last 8 minutes, to give us a call?
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. We're grateful to you for that. And please listen to Tony. Listen to what he represents and what he's attempting to mobilize you to do, brothers and sisters. Respond appropriately. Call the station.
There's our first one. We need 9 more people to do that as well. Make a pledge of support, because it's only on WBAI that you hear this kind of fearless standing up to the man, for lack of a better term, but really standing up to the power structure and calling them out weekly on their poor performances where we, the people, are concerned.
Understand that Lynn Stewart has served her community well, money or no, to each in his own or her own ability to pay. Now Lynn Stewart needs you. She needs this forum. Show us that you care. Show us that there is payback. The phone should never stop. If Lynn Stewart is listening, she should be happy and not in tears. Let's hear that phone ring, please.
212-209-2950.
And Michael, maybe we can hear Ward Churchill's in mobilizing voice and encourage people to pledge as they listen, because you will be able to hear this CD, DVD in full if you make your pledge.
Good to see you here. I bring you greetings from the Colorado chapter of the American Indian Movement, of which I'm part. And I bring you greetings as well from Dorothy Lass, otherwise known as Leonard Peltier, tonight as I speak to you. Tonight as I speak to you continues to sit in a cage, federal prison at Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Not for anything, anyone, even his prosecutor, has been prepared to say they believe or can prove he actually did. Not at any point since 1986 has anyone stood up to say that. He's in that cage as a symbol of the arbitrary ability of the federal government of the United States to repress the legitimate aspirations of indigenous people to liberation within its claimed boundaries. Big difference between a claim and a reality, I might add. But hey, we're in the land of Bill O'Reilly. It's an honor to be here on this piece of native land. It's an honor to participate in this event, and I'd like to thank Teocasin for taking a leading role in putting it together. It's an honor.
And that's just a little bit of Ward Churchill. He's on the DVD we're offering. You know, Ralph, we asked for 10 callers a moment ago. We only got 5. We've got to get those other 5 people onto the line.
Come on, brothers and sisters, respond to Tony, and please.
There's another one coming in, 212-209-2950. The pledge this afternoon is just $100. Please, folks, please support the program, the station and program that bring you that pure kind of activism.
And you will hear a discussion with the audience of over an hour in the interplay between Ward and Lynn and myself, examining exactly the fraudulence of the so-called war on terror and the ways in which our own population are being victimized and the way in which, in fact, the basic rights on which we rely are not merely being eroded, but being absolutely dismantled.
Respond to Lynn. Send that money. Let's hear those phone ring.
There's one coming in, 212-209-2950. We're trying to get 5 more of you onto the phone this afternoon. We have about 3 minutes left. This is an audience that's faithful, Ralph. I know that they care very much about the work that you and Maya do. You can hear it in the quality of the work. You can hear it in the courage that is presented weekly on this program, and we ask you folks to stand up and to support that. 212-209-2950. This is only a $100 pledge. That is nothing compared to the kind of material that Taking Aim presents on a weekly basis.
After the program, continue to send the money in the name of Taking Aim and support of Lynn Stewart. K Keep it going, because if you don't, no one will.
And you'll find yourself equipped to respond to the claims in the press that are so false and so fabricated with respect to Lynn. What is it that Lynn is accused of doing? Violating an administrative measure by making a press release about her client. What did that client advocate? He said, use the media in Egypt to criticize the government's violation of a peace agreement. Use the media. That's her crime. The terrorism is that of the state, brothers and sisters. Respond appropriately by supporting this work. Call in and support Free Speech Radio. Allow WBAI to continue to mobilize the many against the crimes of the few who are in power.
212-209-2950. We need to see this board lit up. Taking aim is this program. Again, they bring it to you. Ralph and Maya put in the work. You hear it in the quality. I want to see it represented because I listen to the program. You know, Ralph, I have to listen to all of the shows. Some of the shows I listen to because I enjoy them and because I want to hear the information put forward. And your show is one of those shows. And I think that the audience who listen along with me should step up and support that effort. 212-209-2950. A $100 pledge. The Taking Aim DVD includes War Churchill, Lynn Stewart, and Ralph right here to my left.
Thank you so much, Tony. And we please, again, emphasize, brothers and sisters, that this is not a spectator sport. We are in this together. The information is information for action, information for liberation, information for salvation of lives, lives of those who have been dedicated to all of us. Please respond. Do the right thing.
212-209-2950. We're just about to get to the WBAI evening news. Before we do that, we want to just see this board light up. Folks, continue to make those phone calls. Support Taking Aim. Support Lynn Stewart. Support Ralph and Maya. Ralph's and Maya in this case. And let us hear from you. 212-209-2950.
WBAI, 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 WBA